right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and close out this net. The Channel 3 numbers are looking great. It's great to hear everybody out there. This is WRKV 487. You've been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS AMRON Emergency Preparedness Net. Other nets on this repeater are Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. is the Patriot Ladies Net, hosted by Karen, WRJX 359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss the many possibilities of daily living in Southern Oregon, as well as practice radio skills and develop some pretty darn cool friendships. If you have been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, you'll need a GMRS license from the FCC, which requires no testing. It's $35, and it's good for the entire family for 10 years. That's right, your call sign covers everybody in your immediate household. So please visit OregonGMRS.org for more information and guidance. One of the little tabs on the top of that website will walk you through the process. There's videos and all kinds of information. It could be kind of tricky to get your license. You may also visit IVARC.org for that, I-V-A-R-C. Anyway, we wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org for the use of this repeater system. We also give thanks to the many individuals who give so much of their time, equipment, technical skills, and love to make all of this possible. So I want to thank everybody for being here. If you need to email me at any time with any questions that weren't answered here, you can email and also get on the AMRON Intelligence email list at S-O, that's Southern Oregon, SOGMRSnet@gmail.com. Once again, that email address is SOGMRSnet@gmail.com. So thank you, everybody. It's been great. Like I said, hearing everybody's voices, this radio world is pretty cool here in Southern Oregon. We got it rocking. So this concludes the AMRON Emergency Preparedness Net. This is WRKV 487 Kimber, now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 7:59 p.m. local time. Thank you all. Take care and be well.
Kimber to WSBT 889.
Yeah, John, you got some numbers for me?
6 check-ins for tonight, and want to turn around and let everybody know that this actually, for our Channel 3 net, we're here in the Klamath Falls area in Klamath County. Everybody that's able to connect to us, that we're on our 30th week this week for our Channel 3 here in Klamath.
That is really cool, the 30th week. All right. Yeah, things are going on. And it's exciting to see in your own communities, right, how many people are connecting to this radio. You know, the Channel 3 Simplex off the repeater as well as on the repeater system that Jeff and Dale have set up. It's pretty darn cool to be able to talk like that, you know, a little better than just talking on walkie-talkies or, you know, FRS. It goes a step beyond that. So we can talk to our loved ones. Pretty simple and easy. No confusion. So anyway, thanks again, John. I got a confirmation of 6 check-ins tonight for the Klamath Falls area.
Yep, you got it, Kimber. Yeah, it's pretty good. We've got a list of about 14 or 15, but we're only getting like between 6, 7, and 8 each night. And I have been broadcasting basically on FRS, but doesn't seem to be a lot of, I don't know, maybe we need to do a little bit of something different. We're actually going to have a meeting. There's going to be 4 of us that's going to meet here in Klamath Falls, and we're going to meet for a luncheon, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and we are going to turn around and put together something, or, you know, we'll put our heads together And hopefully turn around and get more people, especially on the Upper S side, get them interested in our local communications. So, hey, thank you guys for doing everything that you do, including Jeff, including Dale, all of you guys. You guys are great. Appreciate everything you do. WSBT 89 Monitoring.
Copy that, John. Yeah, it'd be great if you guys could do some MERS and maybe some CB check-ins, and even for the ham people over there, do the ham simplex 146420. It's just a great way to spread around emergency information as needed, or to ask for help or get help, and that way it's on all levels, from the unlicensed people on FRS all the way up to the highest high frequency operator, HF. So it's a great connection, and a good way to get help and give help. So thanks again, and not only to Jeff and Dale, but everybody who's involved in the OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org. Just thank you all. All right, WRKV 487 Kimber standing by for any questions, discussions, or any other number reports. Thank you.
Yep, I understand that there's a lot more behind it than just the two, but I'm new at it. I just got into this, and Forrest is a busy person, so I'm just helping out and trying to get it out and trying to make it bigger, make it better, and make it good. So, hey, you guys have a good one. God bless all of you. You guys have a good night. WSBT 89, I'm going to go in and finish my dinner, and we had a late night tonight, working all the way up until about 8 o'clock, and I'm going to call it quits. You guys have a good night. WSBT 889, we're monitoring for a bit.
Thanks again, John. And working a farm takes a lot of work, a lot of many hours, so I can appreciate that. I know this new thing, and it gets kind of confusing if there's too much going on, but you'll get into it. And other people will. That's why we're reaching out and asking for help and letting them know what we're doing. And, people get interested in that. So hopefully more people will step forward and be able to do great stuff. That's what we do. All right. Once again, WRKV 487, standing by for any questions and discussions or anything else for the Emron Net.